还是要请我们大家看约翰福音第十七章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 17. Let's read from verse 9.
我们一直念到第二十三节。
Verse 9 through verse 23.
第九节到二十三节。
Verse 9 through verse 23.
我们还是大家一同慢慢地念。
Let's read them together and read slowly.
我们盼望在念神话语的时候，神的话实在能落在我们的心里。
We pray that when we read the word of God, the word of God really is rooted in our hearts.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中除了那迷惘之子，没有一个迷惘的，好叫经上的话得应验。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也用真理成圣。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你说赐给我的荣耀，我亦赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全地合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord, your word is the spirit and life.
所以我们仰望你，借着你自己的灵，把你这个生命和灵的道种在我们每一个人的里面。
Lord, therefore we pray to you that you will plant this word of the Spirit and the life in every one of us through your Holy Spirit.
也叫我们能遵守你的话。
So that we can obey your word.
开启我们的心窍。
It opens the eyes of our heart.
赐给我们坚壁的灵。
And give us a distinguishing spirit.
好叫我们能跟随你。
So that we can follow you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这一次一同在主的面前看圣徒的合一。
This time, we together are looking at this matter of the unity of the saints before the Lord.
这是我们主耶稣在约翰十七章里面他所祷告的那个忠心的一个负担。
This is the central burden of our Lord when he was praying, as recorded in John 17.
他不但为着那十一个在他身边的门徒这样的祷告。
Not only he was praying for those 11 disciples by his side.
他也为着所有因着他们的话而信他的人祷告。
He also prayed for those who believed him because of the words of his disciples.
换一句话说，主在这里的祷告是为着全教会祷告。
In another word, the prayer that our Lord offered was for the whole church.
也就是为着你，为着我，为着我们在这里所有的弟兄姊妹祷告。
He was praying for you, for me, and for all the brothers and sisters here.
所以巴不得主这一个祷告实在摸着我们每一个人的心。
So with that, the prayer of the Lord really touched the heart of every one of us.
这是他的愿望。
This is his wish.
这个也是他的信心。
This is also his faith.
所以巴不得这个祷告也成了我们的愿望和我们的信心。
So may this prayer be our wish and our faith.
我们昨天早晨已经说过。
Yesterday morning, we already said,
如果我们要摸着圣徒合一这个问题，
if we want to touch this matter of the unity of the saints,
我们必须要从源头来看。
We have to look at it from the source.
今天的难处就是神的儿女想在源头的之外来解决这圣徒合一的问题。
The difficulty today is God's children want to solve this problem of the unity of the saints outside of the source.
心虽然是好，但是我们看见往往那个结果是相反的。
Although the heart was at the right place, but the result usually is contrary.
所以我们必须要回到源头的里面来找这一个合一的原则。
So we have to come to the source to find the principle of unity.
神格里面的合一乃是那个源头。
The unity of the Godhead, that is the origin.
圣徒的合一是完全根据神格里面的合一。
The unity of the saint is totally according to the unity in the Godhead.
只有这样的合一才是真正的合一。
Only this unity is the true unity.
也就是我们的主所祷告的那一个合一。
And that is also the unity that our Lord was praying.
在这个之外，所有所谓的合一都是代替品，都是虚假。
Outside of this, all the so-called unity is but counterfeit and but substitute.
不但是神所弃绝的，也是我们应当弃绝的。
That not only God has rejected, but also we should reject.
我们今天早晨愿意一同交通圣徒的合一怎样根据神格的合一。
This morning we would like to share on how the unity of the saints is to be according to the unity in the Godhead.
圣徒的合一是一件非常重要的事。
The unity of the saints is a very important matter.
为什么那么重要呢？
Why is it that important?
第一，因为我们的主要我们在凡事上像他一样。
First, our Lord asked us to be like him in all things.
我们的弟兄已经提过罗马第八章。
Our brother has already mentioned Romans chapter 8.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
这是我们大家很熟悉的一节圣经。
This is a verse that all of us are very familiar with.
神的心意是要把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
The will of the Lord is that we are all conformed to the image of his son.
凡是神所预定的
What God has predestined,
他就拣选,
He chose.
他拣选我们, 乃是要把我们都磨成他儿子的形象。
He has chosen us in order to conform us to the image of His Son.
使他的儿子能在众弟兄中做长子。
So that His Son could be the firstborn among many brethren.
的确, 我们过去看这些圣经的时候,
And when we look at this verse,
我们往往把这些圣经只加在我们个人的身上。
In the past, when we read this verse, we oftentimes apply this verse to us individually.
我这一个被拣选的人,
I, the one that's chosen,
神要把我磨成他儿子的形象。
God wants to conform me to the image of His Son.
当然这个是正确的。
Of course, this is accurate.
但是这个不是完全的。
But this is not complete.
因为神的心意啊, 要把我们磨成他儿子的形象, 乃是一个团体的东西。
Because the will of God to conform us to the image of His Son, and that is a corporate matter.
因为我们的主是那么的荣耀。
Because our Lord is so glorious.
他是那么的丰富。
He is so abundant.
他是那么的完全。
He is so complete.
不是一个人、两个人、几个人能把它完全彰显出来。
It is not possible for one or two or even a group of people to completely express Him.
他需要一个整个的身体来彰显他这个头的丰富。
He needs a whole body to express the abundance of the head.
我们的主乃是我们的头。
Our Lord is our head.
所有神本性一切的丰富都有形有体地居住在他的里面。
All the richness of the Godhead is dwelt in Him bodily.
而我们所有被他拣选的人都是成了他那一个身子。
And all of us who have been chosen by Him composed His body.
我们不过是在那个身体里面的一个肢体。
We are just a member of that body.
没有一个肢体能把这个元首的丰富完全显明出来。
There's no single member that can express the richness of the head completely.
所以圣经说,教会是基督的身体。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of Him who fills all in all.
因此我们看见被磨成 神儿子的形象乃是整个的教会的事情。
Therefore, to be conformed to the image of the Son of God, it is a matter of the whole church.
我们一起一同被磨成神儿子的形象。
We together are conformed to the image of the Son of God.
叫这个身体和这个头能完全的相像。
So that the body and the head can be completely the same.
同时我们也看见说，教会乃是基督的心腹。
But we also see that the church is the bride of Christ.
当神创造亚当的时候，他是这样说的。
When God created Adam, He said so.
他说那人独居不好。He
said it's not good for that man to live alone.
我要为他预备一个配偶来帮助他。
I want to prepare for him a helpmate to help him.
我们知道配偶啊，就是完全配合的。
We know that this helpmate is the one that completely matches.
实在这一个字，它的意思就是说 his like, his counterpart.
And actually, this word means his counterpart, his like.
完全像他一样的。
Is the one who is totally like him.
那么这样完全像他一样的才能帮助他。
This who is totally like him can only she can help him.
所以我们知道教会啊，就是主的心腹。
Therefore, we see that the church is the bride of Christ.
教会必须要长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
The church has to grow to grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ.
不光是一个基督徒，两个基督徒，几个基督徒要长大，要将让基督成型在他们的里面。
Not only one Christian, two Christian, or even a group of Christians has to grow so that the Christ can be formed in them.
是需要所有神的儿女。叫这个整个的身体能长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
It requires all the Christians, all the God's children, to grow up to the full stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以我们要记得，神的旨意是要我们要像他。
Therefore, we have to remember the will of God is for us to be like Him.
这个像他就是说，在一切的性质上。要与他相像。
To be like him is to like him in all the essence.
神格里头的 性质乃是合一的。
The essence in the Godhead is unity.
所以他要我们这一个身体里面的性质也是合一的。
Therefore he requires the essence in the body to be unity.
你不能想象这个头里面不合一。
You cannot imagine that there is disunity in the Godhead.
因为在神格里面那个合一是完全的。
Because in Godhead, that unity is complete.
我们怎么能说在身体里面可以不合一呢？
And how can we say that in the body we can be not in unity?
如果头的性质是合一的。
If the essence of the head is unity,
父子灵是完全合一的。
The Father, the Son, and the Spirit, they are all in one.
那么在这个身体的里面，所有神的儿女也必须是合一的。
Therefore, in the body, all God's children have to be in unity.
这一个是神要我们要像他。
This is what God asks us to be like Him.
第二
Number two.
圣徒的合一乃是叫我们的神得着荣耀。
The unity of the saints is so that our God can be glorified.
主在约翰十七章里祷告的时候说
When our Lord prayed in John chapter 17,
我也因着他们得着荣耀。
And because of them, I am glorified.
你知道罪恶的性质就是分离。
You know, the essence of sin,Is division.
救恩的性质就是合一。
The essence of salvation is oneness.
什么地方有罪，在那里就有分离。
Wherever there is sin, there is division.
亚当夏娃一犯罪，你就看见他们不但与神分离了。
Between Adam and Eve, when they sinned, not only they have separated themselves from God.
并且我们立刻看见就是在亚当夏娃之间也有了分离。
We immediately see that even between Adam and Eve, there is division.
亚当吃分别善恶树的果子乃是为着爱夏娃。
Adam ate of the tree of the knowledge and evil because he loved Eve.
他爱夏娃胜过爱神。
He loved Eve more than he loved God.
但是他一犯罪了之后
But when he sinned,
他就怪夏娃
He blamed Eve.
他把一切的责任都推在夏娃的身上
And he said it's all Eve's fault.
立刻你就看见说在亚当夏娃之间有了分离
Immediately you see that there is division between Adam and Eve.
什么地方有分离那里就是受羞辱
Wherever there is division, there is shame.
什么地方有合一，那里就有荣耀。
Wherever there is unity, there is glory.
所以你就看见说，圣徒的合一是一件最荣耀神的事情。
Therefore you see, the unity of the saints is the one that glorifies God the most.
是给我们看见主救恩的结果。
That shows us the result of the salvation of God.
在他的救恩里头，他把我们天然所有的分离都在十字架上替我们除掉。
In his salvation, he has abandoned all the divisions of us on his cross.
叫我们在他的里面能合而为一。
So so that we can be one in Him.
这是荣耀的事情。
And this is a glorious thing.
第三。
Number three.
为什么圣徒的合一是那么的重要呢？
Why the unity of the saints is that important?
因为圣徒的合一乃是一个见证。
Because the unity of the saints is a testimony.
主说，愿他们合而为一，像我们合而为一一样。
The Lord said, let them be one as we are one.
这样叫世界上的人能相信你父是差遣我到地上来的。
So that the world can believe that you, Father, has sent me to this earth.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在地上你看不见合一。
On earth, you cannot see unity.
在地上你所看见的都是分离。
On earth, you only see division.
因为这一个是我们肉体的现象。
Because that is the phenomena of our flesh.
你看加拉太第五章里面就很清楚地给我们看见。
Galatians chapter 5 very clearly told us.
在这个肉体的行为的里面。
In the works of the flesh.
里头就给我们看见有嫉妒，有纷争，有结党。有分门别类。
There in the flesh there was jealousy, there's a division, there is a yeah.
所以你就看见说什么地方有肉体，在什么地方就有分离。
You see, wherever there is flesh, there is division.
在地上满了肉体。
And on earth it is full of flesh.
所以到处都是分离。
Therefore division everywhere.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
今天神在地上做了一件奇妙的事。
Today, God has done a wonderful thing on earth.
他把这些本来都是分离的人。
He has brought all these people who are in division.
他把我们拯救过来，叫我们能合而为一。
He saved us so that we can be one.
这个是世界上说从来没有看见的东西。
This has never happened on earth.
所以等到世界看见有一般的人，他们竟然能合而为一。
Therefore, when the world sees that there is a group of people, they can be one.
他们不能不承认说，神把他的儿子差遣到世界上来。
They cannot but acknowledge that God has sent His Son to the world.
这个见证是非常有能力的。
This testimony is the most powerful.
当初教会他见证的能力那么大。
In the church at early days, the power of testimony was so strong.
因为到世界看见这般人的时候，他说看啊，他们是这样彼此相爱。
Because when the world sees these people, they say these people really love each other.
他们实在是同心合意，如同一人一样。
They are really in one accord as one person.
这个叫他们不能不低头来敬拜神。
This, they cannot but bow down their head and worship God.
第四。
Number four.
神儿女的合一乃是表明神的爱。
The unity of God's children expresses the love of God.
主说让他们不但叫世界上的人知道你差了我来。
The Lord says, not only the world shall see that you have sent me,
并且也知道你神父爱他们像你爱我一样。
But the world also knows that you, the Father, love them as you love me.
所以我们看见说圣徒的合一是神爱我们一个标记。
Therefore, the unity of the saints is a token of how God has loved us.
他爱这样的激励我们。
His love so constrained us.
他的爱这样的浇灌在我们的心里头。
His love so poured out in our hearts.
叫我们不但爱那一位看不见的神，也爱那看得见的弟兄姊妹。
So that we not only love that God we cannot see, but we love brothers and sisters we can see.
什么时候弟兄姊妹相爱合一？
Whenever there is love there is oneness among brothers and sisters.
那里就是显明神的爱。
There, the love of God is expressed.
不是我们能做的。
Not the something we can do.
这是爱的工作。
This is the work of love.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
圣徒的合一乃是一件非常重要的事。
The unity of the saints is so important.
但是我们来看看教会的情形。
But let's turn back and look at the real condition of the church.
就是在第一世纪的教会里面。
Even in the church of the first century.
我们读哥林多前书的时候。
When we read the first Corinthians.
你就看见说他们虽然有各种各样的问题。
You see, although they have various problems,
他们也写信给保罗来问一些问题。
They wrote to Paul asking questions.
但是在保罗的信里面，当回答他们的时候，他里面最深的负担是一件事。
But when Paul wrote to them, answering their questions, the deepest burden in Paul's heart is one thing.
他就说，听说在你们中间有分门。
He said, I heard that among you there's a strife, there's a division.
有人说我是说保罗的。
Some say that I belong to Paul.
有人说我是说亚波罗的。
Some say I belong to Apollo.
有的人说我是说基法的。
Some say I belong to Cephas.
有的人说我是特别说基督。
Some say I especially belong to Christ.
至于我是说基督的，你们是说保罗的，是亚波罗的，是基法的。
Only I belong to Christ. You belong to Paul. You belong to Cephas.
保罗说：“难道基督是分开的吗？”
Paul asked, "Is Christ divided?"
虽然在哥林多的教会里头还没有到一个这个分啊完全分开的地步。
Although the church of Corinth at the time was not totally dispersed.
变成保罗教会、亚波罗教会和基法教会。
And separated into the Church of Paul, Church of Cephas, and Church of Apollo.
甚至于基督教会。
And even the Church of Christ.
他们还没有到这个程度。
They have not come to that degree yet.
但是里面的那个裂已经裂了。
But the division inside is already there.
你就看见说，在教会的里面已经裂裂了，裂开了。
You see that in the church at that time it was already divided.
这一个一裂啊，如果不解决的话，后来就是分了。
That split is if it is not resolved, it will grow into division.
所以到了第十一章的里面，保罗就这样的说。
Therefore, chapter 11, Paul said,
在你们中间不免有分门结党的事。
Then in you, among you, I see.The division and strife.
叫那一些有经验的人可以显明出来。
So that those who are experienced, they can be exposed.
这个我们中文里头放了有经验的人。
And there we, in Chinese translation, it says those experienced.
其实这个应当说那一些被称许的人 approved, 被称许的人能显明出来。
The original translation actually says,Those approved can be manifested.
不错，因为哥林多的弟兄姊妹是说肉体。
And of course, the Corinthian brothers are in flesh.
所以不免在他们中间有分门别类的事情。
So it is not avoidable that among them there is division.
但是这些是叫那些被主所称许的人能显明出来。
But this phenomena just let those who are approved of Lord can be manifested.
谁是主所称许的人呢?
Who are those that are approved by the Lord?
那一些的人就是维持圣徒合一的人。
Those are the ones that maintain the unity of the saints.
使徒行传十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
我们在那里看见在耶路撒冷他们有一个会议。
We see that there was a meeting in Jerusalem.
来解决究竟外邦人信了主要不要受隔离。
And to solve the problem, whether after the Gentiles have received the Lord, do they need circumcision?
他们需要不需要受摩西的律法?
Do they need to observe, to keep the Moses law?
在那个会议里面，我们感谢神，这个问题得到一个解答。
We thank the Lord in that meeting, this particular question was answered.
但是你看见，虽然那个问题当时有了一个解答。
But we see that although that particular problem was solved at that time,
但是那个问题并没有解决。
But the problem itself was not resolved.
因为你看见，特别保罗，无论到什么地方，那一般犹太化的人都是跟着他替他麻烦。
Because we see that in the Acts, wherever Paul went, those people of the Judaic background followed him and gave him trouble.
就是腓立比的教会。
Even the church at Philippi.
我们知道腓立比的教会可以说是个标准的教会。
The Philippian church, as we know, is a very standard, example church.
那个教会满了爱。
The church was full of love.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
就是在腓立比的教会里面,
even in the Philippian church,
虽然他们从头一天开始与保罗同心合意来兴旺福音,
although from the first day they are in one accord with Paul for the gospel,
但是在他们中间有两位领头的姊妹,
but among them there are twosisters who were leaders.
两位有恩赐的姊妹。
There were two gifted sisters.
她们是帮助保罗一同传福音的姊妹。
These were the sisters who helped Paul to preach the gospel.
在她们彼此之间有嫉妒，有纷争。
But between these two, there was strife, there was division.
就在腓立比的教会失去了在主里面的喜乐。
So that the church at Philippi has lost the joy in the Lord.
Because of this.
When you come to the third John, that was close to the end of the first century. John said there's a person by the name of Diotrephus.
他好为首。
He likes to be the head.
他不但不接待神的儿女。
Not only he does not receive God's children.
神的仆人。
The servants of the Lord.
他也禁止弟兄姊妹接受他们。
He also forbids brothers and sisters to receive them.
那些要接待的人，他把他们从教会里头赶出去。
Those who want to receive God's servants,He will chase them out of the church.
所以你就看见说，教会从第一世纪开始就有这一种这个分离的情形。
So here you see that the church, even at the first century, toward the end, there was this phenomena of division.
当然我们知道这种情形越过越严重。
Of course, we see that this situation gets worse and worse.
到了后来，我们都知道，就变成基督教就变成三个大的这个派别。
So we see that later Christianity became three different divisions.
有罗马天主教。
There was the Roman Catholic.
有希腊正教。
There's the Greek Orthodox.
后来有更正教。
There was the Reformers.
在这三个大的派别的里面又分了无数的派别。
Now, among these three divisions, in each division, there's further divisions.
所以我们看见说这个教会你如果从它外面来看的话，实在可以说是在一个这个衰落的这个败坏的里面。
Outward speaking, the church at that time was really in ruin.
难道神的儿女不知道我们应当合一吗?
Isn't it true that God's children do not know that we should have unity?
神的儿女都知道合一是神的旨意。
God's children all know that oneness is the will of God.
如果今天我对弟兄姊妹说分裂是神的旨意。
If today I tell you, brothers and sisters, that division is the will of God,
我相信弟兄姊妹说你是假先知。
And then I believe you, brothers and sisters, will say you are the false prophet.
因为在每一个神的儿女的里面，我们都有一个深的感觉，就是我们是一。
Because in every God's child, we all have a very deep feeling that we should be one.
罪就是在各个时代的里面。
Therefore, even in all generations,
尤其在我们这个时代的里面。
Especially in the present generation,
你要看见说，许多神的儿女都说，我们不应当分离。
Many God's children say that we should not be divided.
我们应当合而为一。
We should be in unity.
所以天主教出来说，我们要合一。
Therefore, Catholics come out to say we shall be one.
你们都要合到我们里面来。
And you shall be merged into us.
因为我们是正统。
Because we are orthodox.
换一句话说，他的合一是统一。
And in another word, the unity that Catholics want is uniformity.
你必须要投到我的里面来。
That you have to join me.
因为我才是正宗。
Because I am the canonical, I'm the right one.
I'm Catholic. 你如果都归给我的话，合一了。
If you all join me, join us, then we are all in one.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个是不是合一呢？
Brothers and sisters, is this unity?
有一般人，尤其在我们这个时代。
And there are a group of people.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有听见过这个名词？
Especially in our time, I wonder whether you brothers and sisters have heard of
this. Ecumenical movement.
The ecumenical movement.
我也不晓得应当喊什么。
Ecumenical movement.
所谓合一运动。
The so-called it's a movement that says we should all be one.
我们应当都合在一起。
Now we should all be together.
所以你在那里看见说，哎呀，你是长老会，我是浸信会。
So here you say that you are from the Presbyterian and I'm the Baptist.
你是美美会，我是神造会。
You are the Methodist and I am 神造会。
Church of God.
Church, Assembly of God.
让我们都合在一起。
So let us all come together.
这个不但在根正教里面。
And not only in the Reformist Church.
天主教和根正教。
And also between the Reformist and the Catholic.
天主教和希腊正教。
And between the Catholic and the Greek Orthodox.
希腊正教和根正教。
And between the Greek Orthodox and the Reformist.
所以我们看见全世界有许多的会议。
And therefore we see in the world there are many, many conferences.
那些的神学家，那些的领袖，大家开会。
These theologians, these leaders, they come together.
哎呀，我们实在有许多不能合一的地方。
To say that we really have too many things that we cannot be one.
让我们来看看有没有办法，你也让一点，我也退一点，我们来合一。
Let's see if we can, when we come together, can you give up some, can I give up some, so that we can compromise, we can be one.
盼望我们都能合在一起。
So that we can all come together.
你就看见说，好像这是合一了。
So you see that this seems like oneness.
但是一直到今天还没有成功。
But even until today, it was not successful.
不但是这样。
Not only that.
并且这个非常的危险。
This is a very dangerous thing.
因为你知道。
Because you see,
仇敌在这末世的时候，他要把世界的宗教都变成一个宗教。
The enemy at this end time wants to combine all the religions of the world into one religion.
在那个黑夜的运动里头的那一帮人，也与佛教了，与别的教都在那里已经接触了。
In this ecumenical movement, the Christians are having contact with the Buddhists and with the Buddhists.
That's all right. 就是到了有一天呢，所谓宗教大同了。
And toward one day, there could be a religious ecumenical oneness.
这个就是启示录十七章那个奥秘的大巴比伦。
And that is the mysterious Babylon mentioned in Revelation chapter 17.
约翰看见在这个淫妇的手里有一个酒杯。
And John saw in this harlot there is a cup of wine.
满了圣徒的血和为耶稣所见证人的血。
And full of the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyred witnesses of Christ.
这个 是不是合一呢？
Is this unity?
再说。
Let's go on.
如果我们不能这样的联合起来的话，
If we cannot be one like this,
同业不是合一。
Now, the uniformity is not unity.
联合也不是合一。
To be combined together is not unity.
Federation
is not unity.
那么我们合作来合一咯。
Now, how about we cooperate to be unity?
如果在这里有一个工作，
If there is a work,
我们大家来合作，
Then we work together.
那这个是不是能表示我们是合一的呢？
Cannot express that we are one.
比方说有个大布道。
For example, there is the evangelical event, big one.
啊，那么我们请天主教也来参加，我们请更正教也来参加，请各个公会也来参加，各个团体都来参加。
Now there we invite all groups, all the Catholics, the Reformists, and all religious, all the Christian groups.
那么好，我们为所合一的缘故，我们大家同心合意来做这个布道的工作。
Now, for the sake of unity, let us all join in, work together to for this evangelical event.
那这是不是合一呢？
Is that unity?
不错。在这个工作哪一个时期的里面，好像有一点合一的光景。
Now, indeed, in the period that we work together,There seems to be a condition of unity.
我们大家能在一起祷告。
That we can come together to pray.
我们大家能一起交通。
That we can come together and fellowship.
我们大家能一同工作。
That we can work together.
但是等到工作完了之后，你走你的路，我走我的路。
But after the work is over, you go your way, I go mine.
甚至于工作的结果，就你分到天主教里，那一个分到更正教里面，那一个分到哪里去，又分了。
Now, even the fruit of the evangelical movement is divided. Some are sent to the Catholic, some are sent to this group, some to the other group.
我不是说我们在工作上大家在一起做不对。
I'm not saying it is not right.That we work together for a work like this.
感谢神，这样的工作是能荣耀神的。
We thank God, such work indeed can glorify Him.
但是我的意思就说，是否这就是合一？
But I'm asking the question, is this unity?
听说。
I heard.
因为我没有参加过。
Because I did not attend.
我不是批评，我不过举一个例而已。
I'm not here criticizing, I'm just give an example.
在世界上有个很有名的一个 convention.
In the world, there is a very famous convention.
Keswick Convention.
The Keswick Convention.
开西的聚会。
Keswick Convention.
每年七月第二个礼拜。
Every July, the second week.
在 Keswick, 一个小的地方。
In Keswick, England, a small place.
有这样一个所谓这个专门讲得胜讲更胜的生命的这样一个特会。
There was a conference that talks about overcoming and talks about the deeper life.
神实在用这一个机会。
God really used that conference.
在过去那些年间，神用那个机会。
In the years past, God really used that conference.
因为他在那里讲得胜基督徒得胜更胜的生命那些的信息。
Because there the message of victory of Christian, deeper life of Christian was given.
据说他们搭了一个很大的帐篷。
I heard that they had a big tabernacle.
因为世界各地的圣徒都来参加。
Because saints from all over the world came to that conference.
在那个讲台的后面。
And at the back of the podium.
有一个标语。
There was a banner.
All one in Christ.
All one in Christ.
在那个帐篷的里面。
Therefore, God's children from all over the place, from all over the denomination, they came into that tabernacle.
他们一同在那里敬拜主。
They worshiped the Lord together.
一同唱诗
They sang hymns.
一同祷告。
They prayed together.
一同追求主的生命。
They pursued the life of the Lord together.
这是何等荣耀快乐的事情。
What glorious and joyful event that was.
但是听说。
But I also heard.
你出了这个帐篷。
After you come out of this tabernacle.
在这个马路的上面。
And when you walk on the street.
这里有一个 booth, 有一个台。
And on one side there's a booth.
那里又有一个 booth.
On the other side there's another booth.
这个 booth 也许是定信会的。
And this booth belongs to the Baptist.
那个 booth 也许是 Methodist.
And that booth belongs to the Methodist.
那么各个派别都有他们自己的 booth.
And every denomination has its own booth.
都在那里买他们自己的书。
They all sell their own books.
我们这里有真理。
So we have the truth here.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是合一吗
is this unity?
这个是主所要的合一吗
is this the unity that the Lord wants?
合一不是组织来的
unity does not come from organizing.
他陈述过这样的话。
Francis Schaeffer said,
他说真正的合一不是肢体与肢体的合作。
The true unity is not cooperation between member and member.
他说你这两个手
He said, you have two hands.
怎么能完全配合呢？
How can these two hands work totally harmoniously?
不是这个手与那个手来表示我们大家合一。
It is not for the left hand to show the right hand that we are in unity.
不是。
It is not so.
他说，所有的肢体，每一个肢体都是在元首这个头的支配之下。
He said,Every member is under the control of the head.
乃是所有的肢体都伏在那个元首的控制之下。
It is all the members are under the control of the head.
这样所有的肢体才是完全合一配合的。
Then every and all members are in one and all fitted together.
今天我们的问题在哪里
What is our problem today?
我们有分离
We have division
好我与你我们自己来谈判
Okay, I come to you for a negotiation
让我们合一
Let us be one
你就看见说这是平面的
And you see this is horizontal
这是组织的
And this is organizing
这是人为的
This is made by man
这一个不是合一
This is not unity.
合一乃是立体。
The unity is vertical.
我们每一个人与主合一。
And everyone be one with the Lord.
那么在主的合一里面我们才是合一。
Then in the unity of the Lord, then we have unity.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
凡是组织的。
Anything out of organization.
凡是人为的。
Anything man-made.
凡是外面的。
Anything external.
凡是统一的。
Anything uniform.
凡是联合的。
Anything federal.
凡是暂时合作的。
Anything temporarily cooperating.
都不是主所祷告的那个合一。
It's not.The unity that our Lord was praying for.
那么主所祷告的那个合一究竟是什么呢
So what after all is the unity that our Lord was praying for?
所以你要看见
Therefore you have to see.
圣徒的合一是根据神格里面的合一
The unity among the saints is according to the unity in the Godhead.
我们看见在神格里面的合一不是组织的。
We see the unity in the Godhead is not out of organization.
不是人为主做的。
It is not made by men.
不是外面的东西。
It is not anything eternal.
不是一种
external,
不是一种的联合。
It is not a federation.
也不是一个暂时的合作。
It is not just a temporary cooperation.
我们看见神格里头的合约是里面的。
We see the unity of the Godhead is inside.
我们昨天已经交通过。
And that's what we shared yesterday.
神格里面的合约是完全里面的。
The unity in the Godhead is completely within, it's in us.
父在子里面。
God in Son.
子在父里面。
The Father is in the Son, the Son is in the Father.
父是灵在一个灵里面。
The Father and the Son and the Spirit are all in one in Spirit.
这个完全是个里面的故事。
This is an inside story.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天圣徒的合一也是里面的东西。
The unity of the saints has to be within.
一切光是外面的都不是。
Anything outside, external, is not it.
一切人为的都不是。
Anything man-made is not it.
一切组织的都不是。
Anything organized is not it.
一切平面的都不是。
Anything horizontal is not it.
圣徒的合一必须从里面来开始。
The unity of the saint has to start from within.
感谢神。
We thank God.
哥林多前书第一章第三十节告诉我们。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, we were told.
他说你们这在基督里是本于神。
That you are in Christ of God.
神又是他成为我们的智慧。救赎公义公义圣洁和救赎
God has made him our righteousness, salvation and wisdom
当我们信主的时候
When we believe in the Lord
不但主把他自己的生命赐给了我们
Not only the Lord has given us his own life
他把我们放在
And God has put us in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要记得，我们这一班属于主的人。
So brothers and sisters, you have to remember, we who belong to the Lord.
我们是信入基督 ，we believe into Christ.
We believe into Christ.
我们所有信主的人，因着信的缘故，神都把我们放在基督的里面。
All of us who have believed in the Lord, because we believe Him, God has put us. In Christ.
我们都是在神里面的人。
We are all in God.
他把我们变成一个新的创造。
God has transformed into a new creation.
哥林多后书第五章告诉我们说。
The Second Corinthians chapter 5.
他说，凡在基督里的人都是新的创造。
All who is in Christ is new.Creation.
旧事都过去了
All things are past.
一切都变成新的了
All things are new now.
一切都是出于神
All things are from God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们感谢赞美神
We thank and praise God.
当我们信主的时候
When we believe in the Lord.
你不知道神在我们身上所做的是何等大的事情
You do not know how great a thing God has done in you.
他把我们这一些的旧照完全在十字架上替我们除去了。
God has abolished all the new, old creation, that's all of us, and on the cross.
他把我们变成一个新的创造。
He has transformed us into a new creation.
旧事都过去了。
Old things are past.
一切都变成新的了。
All things are new.
一切都是出于神。
All things are from God.
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
分离是旧造里面的东西
Division is a thing in the old creation.
在基督里这个分离已经过去了
In Christ, this division is already past.
十字架把各种各样的分离都已经除去了
The cross has abolished all divisions.
我们今天是站在新造的地位上。
Today we stand on the ground of new creation.
我们今天是在基督的里面。
Today we are in Christ.
所以你就看见说，我们是合一的。
Therefore, you see, we are one.
你在基督里。
You are in Christ.
我也在基督里。
I am also in Christ.
而这个在基督里的你，你乃是新造。
And this you who is in Christ is the new creation.
在基督里的我也是新造。
This I who is in Christ is also new creation.
那么你就看见说，在这个里面有合一。
And therefore you see, in this, we have oneness.
合一自由在基督的里面。
Oneness can only be found in Christ.
在基督的外面都是分离。
Outside of Christ is nothing but division.
为什么我们神的儿女已经在基督里，而我们分离呢？
And how come we Christians, we are already in Christ, why do we still divide?
因为当我们分离的时候，我们回到旧造里面去。
Because when we go back to the old creation, we are in division.
在旧造的里面，分离是理所当然的。
In the old creation, division is a matter of fact, a matter of course.
一点不稀奇。
It's not strange.
但是分离在基督里那是不可能的。
But division in Christ is not possible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们站在基督的里面，
if today we stand in Christ,
我们活在新造的里面，
we live in this new creation,
没有办法分离。
Division is not possible.
因为基督是不分的。
Because Christ is not divided.
所以什么地方你看见分离，你知道人已经落在旧造的里面。
Because wherever you see division, you know that man has already fallen in the old creation again.
他没有站在基督的里面。
He has not stood in Christ.
我想这是简·达维所讲的话。
I think this is what John Darby's word.
达维他这样说。
Darby said,
合一是有中心的。
The unity has a center.
那个中心就是神。
That center is God.
只有在神里面才能合一。
Only in God there is unity.
不在那个中心里面，你无论怎样去搞都不是合一。
If you are not inside that center, no matter how you work, you cannot get unity.
所以我们的主说，
Therefore our Lord said,
愿意他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
May they be one as we are one.
你父在我里面，我在你里面，他们也在我们里面。
Father, you are in me, and I am in you, and they are in us.
他们也在我们里面。
And they are in us. They are in me, and they are in us.
这一个是合一的秘诀。
And this is the secret of unity.
不单是这样。
Not only that.
你再看这个约翰十七章。
If you turn to John 17 again.
他在二十二、二十三。
In verses 22 and 23.
你说赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one as we are one.I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfected into one.
在二十一节里头说，他们也在我们里面。
And verse 21 says that they are in us.
这一个是合一的秘诀。
And this is the secret of unity.
在二十三节里头说。
Verse 23 it says,
我在他们里面，
I in them,
使他们完完全全的合而为一，
that they may be perfected into one.
所以你在这里看见有一个好像有一个 progression， 有一个进步。
So here you see a progression.
我们在神里面。
We are in God.
就合一了。
Then we are one.
主在我们里面。
When the Lord is in us.
我们就完完全全合而为一。
Now we are perfected into one.
我们在神里面。
We are in God.
这是我们的地位。
And that is our position.
主在我们里面。
The Lord in us.
这是我们的经历。
That is our experience.
换一句话说。
In another word.
我们不但在地位上是在神里面。
Not only in position, we are in God.
所以是合一的。
Therefore we are one.
我们在经历上。
In experience.
因为基督住在我们里面。
Because Christ lives in us.
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
No longer I who live.
是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
我如今活着是因神儿子而活。
Today, I live by the faith of his Son.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loved me and gave himself for me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
今天基督在我们里面。
Today Christ is in us.
是主在我们里面活。
It is the Lord who lives in us.
主在你里面活。
It's the Lord who lives in you.
主在我里面活。
He lives in me.
如果我们都让主活的话，
If we all let the Lord live,
我们这个合一是完完全全的。
This unity is perfect.
我们的毛病。
Our problem.
主是在我们里面。
The Lord is indeed in us.
但是我们不让他活。
But we do not let him live.
我们挣脱来活。
That we
fight to live.
Oh, we fight to live.
所以结果呢？
So the result is.
我们就完完全全的分离。
And we are totally divided.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以你要看见。
Therefore you have to see.
合一是生命的故事。
Unity is the story of life.
什么是生命呢?
What is life?
你不是生命。
You are not life.
我也不是生命。
I am not life.
基督是生命。
Christ is life.
如果我们让基督在我们里面活的话，
If we let Christ live in us,
这一个合一是完完全全的。
That unity is perfect unity.
不单是这样。
Not only that.
合一是在生命的里面。
Unity is in the spirit.
我们知道合一的工作是圣灵的工作。
We know the work of unity is the work of the Holy Spirit.
以弗所第四章的里面。
Ephesians chapter 4.
给我们看见说。
We see.
我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We have to use diligence to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
圣灵的一
The unity of the Spirit.
这个圣灵的合而为一已经赐给了我们。
The unity of the Spirit is already given to us.
我们每一个神的儿女都有这个圣灵的合一在里面。
There is that unity of the Spirit in each one of us.
圣灵的合一是什么呢?
What is the unity of the Spirit?
圣灵的合一就是神格的合一。
The unity of the Spirit is the unity of the Godhead.
所以以弗所第四章里头这样告诉我们。
Therefore, Ephesians chapter 4 we are told.
身体只有一个。
The body is one.
圣灵只有一个。
The Spirit is one.
正如你们梦到同有一个指望。
Just as you were called and have the one hope.
这里给我们看见三个一。
And here we see three oneness.
身体一个。
The body is one.
圣灵一个。
The Spirit is one.
梦到的指望也是一个。
And the hope of calling is one.
这个三个一都与圣灵发生关系。
All these three ones.Are related to the Holy Spirit.
因为我们不拘是犹太人是希利人，我们都在一个圣灵的里面竟成一个身体。
Because we, no matter if we are Greek or we are Jews, we are baptized into one body in the Spirit.
是圣灵把我们这些不同的人竟成一个身体。
It is the Holy Spirit who has baptized us who are different individuals into one body.
圣灵有没有做这个工作呢？
Has the Holy Spirit done this work?
圣灵在五旬节那一天就已经做了这个工作。
The Holy Spirit has done this work on the day of Pentecost.
120单独的基督徒。
This 120 individual Christians.
是最好的基督徒。
They were the best Christians.
他们被圣灵浸成一个身体。
They were baptized by the Holy Spirit into one body.
不但不光是120个这个所谓的这个教友。
Not only these 120 members of the Christianity.
乃是身体里面120个肢体。
But they are 120 members of the body.
3000信徒。
3,000 believed.
就在那一天。
That day.
这三千人也在圣灵里头进到那个身体里头。
That 3,000 were baptized by the Holy Spirit into one body that day.
在这2000年教会的历史里面。
Throughout 2,000 years of the history of the church.
世界各处的地方。
The places all over the world.
无论哪里有人信了主。
No matter where a person believes in the Lord.
圣灵不但重生了他。
Not only the Holy Spirit has reborn him.
圣灵也把他浸到基督身体里头。
The Holy Spirit also has baptized him into the body of Christ.
所以你今天在基督身体里是圣灵把你浸进去。
Therefore you today in the body of Christ, you have been baptized by the Holy Spirit into this body.
否则的话你怎么能在这个身体里头呢？
Otherwise, how can you be in this body?
这个很容易证明的。
And this can be easily proved.
一个人一信主了之后。
When a person believes in the Lord.
他里面有两个感觉。
There are two feelings inside. Two consciousness inside.
第一。
The first.
他对神有一个感觉。
He has a consciousness toward God.
神不再是一个渺茫抽象的神了。
God is no longer an abstract and far away God.
圣灵与你的灵一同证明你是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit and your spirit prove together that you are child of God.
你呼叫阿爸。
That you can call out Abba Father.
这个是一个感觉。
And that is one consciousness.
一信主就有的。
And when you believe in the Lord, that is there.
如果你信主你说没有的话。
But if you said you believe in the Lord, but you do not have that consciousness.
那你还没有真正信主。
Then you have not truly believed in the Lord.
你还没有被圣灵重生。
That you have not been born by the Holy Spirit again.
你有新的生命一定认识父亲。
If you have this new life in you, then for sure you will know that Father.
同时
in the same time,
你一信主了之后
and once you believe in the Lord,
你碰到一个信主的人
you see another believer,
马上你觉得你与他之间有一个合一
immediately you are conscious that between you and him there is unity,
你从来不认识他
you never knew him before,
头一次见面
the first time you see him,
你知道他是基督徒
you know he is a Christian,
我的弟兄我的姊妹
You say, my brother, my sister.
立刻你里面有个感觉。
Immediately you have a consciousness.
你是属于一个身体。
That you belong to one body.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
一个身体。
One body.
一位圣灵。
One spirit.
也同有一个指望。
One hope of calling.
我们的指望是什么呢？
What is our hope?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的指望就是到了那一天
Our hope is that day
这个身体长大成人了
That the body became full grown
满有基督的身量
Full of the stature of Christ
主就要回来接他做他的配偶
And the Lord shall return to receive this as his helpmate
这个是我们的盼望
This is our hope
没有一个盼望比这个盼望更荣耀的。
There's no hope more glorious than this.
我们的盼望不是走在黄金的街道上。
Our hope is not to walk on the street paved with gold.
恐怕黄金的街道走上去也很硬啊。
Maybe this golden street is very hard for the feet.
我们的盼望乃是一同做基督的信徒。
Our hope is we together be the bride of Christ.
这是圣灵在我们里面给我们的盼望。
This is the hope that the Holy Spirit has wrought in us.
圣灵在我们里面的工作就是向着这一个标准去。
And the work of the Holy Spirit in us is toward that goal.
所以你看见这个三个一都在圣灵里头。
Therefore, you see these three oneness are all in the Holy Spirit.
一下。
And if we go on.
一主一信一喜。
One Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
再有三个一。
There are three ones again.
这个三个一都与我们的主发生关系。
These three ones have to do with our Lord.
神的儿子。
Son of God.
我们的主。
Our Lord.
我们只有一位主。
We have only one Lord.
我们只有一个信。
We have only one faith.
我们是信他。
We believe in him.
我们只有一个喜。
We have one baptism.
我们是受洗归入基督。
We are baptized into him, Christ.
我们是属于他的。
We belong to him.
所以你看见说，在子里面我们是一。
Therefore you see, in the Son, we are one.
这一个我们都有的。
This we all have.
你如果信主的话，你就有了。
If you believe in the Lord, you have this.
那么最后。
Lastly.
他说一神。
He says one God.
就是众人的父。
Who is the Father of all.
超乎众人之上。关乎众人之中，住在众人之内。
Above all, through all, and in all.
我们在父神的里面也是一。
And we are in, when we are in God, we are one also.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God is my God.
你的父就是我的父。
Your Father is my Father.
我们只有一个父。
We have only one Father.
我们只有一位神。
We have only one God.
在这个里面是一的。
In this we have one.
所以这个七个一就是圣灵所赐的合一。
Therefore, the seven ones is the oneness, the unity of the Spirit.
这一个已经赐给我们。
This is already given to us.
我们已经都有了。
We already have this.
现在我们要积累地去保守它。
Now we have to use diligence to keep this.
你千万不能失去这个。
Do not lose this.
因为我们在圣灵里面神已经给了我们合一。
Because in the Spirit, God has already given us this unity.
为着时间的关系。
Because of limitation of time.
我想我只能稍微提一下。
I can only mention.
神的合一不但是里面的。
The unity of God is not only within.
不但是性质。
It is not only in essence.
不但是生命的交通的。
It is not only in the fellowship of life.
也是在旨意里面是合一的。
It is also in his will.
Purpose.
所
以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们的合一完全根据神格的合一。
Today our unity is totally according to the unity in the Godhead.
完全是里面的故事。
It is all the story within.
乃是性质的相同。
It is the same one essence.
乃是生命里面的交通。
It is the fellowship in life.
同时我们也在神的旨意里面我们合一。
Also, we have unity in the purpose of God.
如果今天神的儿女不看见神的旨意。
If today God's children do not see his will,
他们永远没有办法表现这个合一。
They would never be able to express that unity.
所以你记得在箴言二十九章十八节。
Therefore you remember in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18.
他说没有意象民就放肆。
He says, without vision, people are disintegrated.
什么是意象？
What is vision?
意象乃是得着看见神永远的旨意。
The vision is to see the eternal purpose of God and obtain that.
今天我们讲意象讲得太低了。
Today when we talk about vision, we have lowered its class.
这里的意象 乃是指着看见神心深处的那一个旨意。
The vision here talks about the purpose of God in his heart.
如果你看见这个旨意，
If you see that purpose,
我们就和谐。
Then we become one.
不看见这个旨意就分散。
If we do not see that purpose, then we are disintegrated.
今天的难处，我说我有意向。
Today, the difficulty is that I say, I have vision.
我的意向是这一个。
My vision is this.
他说我也有意向。
And he says, I have also a
vision. 我的意向是那一个。
My vision is that.
我的意向是传福音。
And my vision is to preach the gospel.
我的意向是运用恩赐。
My vision is the exercise of the gift.
或者我的意向乃是教导神的儿女。
And my vision is to instruct God's children.
我的意向乃是翻译员，翻孤儿园。
And my vision is to open an orphanage.
我们个人有个人的意向。
And every one of us has our own visions.
意向支配我们的生活。
The vision will control our life.
支配我们的关系。
Vision control our relationship.
所以你就看见说，如果你有这个意向，别人与你的意向是不同的。
Therefore, if you see that your vision is different from other people's vision,
你们就不能同行。
Then you, both of you, cannot walk together.
因为你们各走各的路。
Because you each will walk in your own way.
今天神的儿女不能合一，因为意向不一致。
Today, God's children cannot be one because they have different visions.
心是好的。
They have a good heart.
但是因为意向不一致。
But they do not have the same vision.
他们缺少保罗所说的那从天上来的意向。
They lack the vision that's from the heaven as spoken of by Paul.
那一个天上来的意向就是关于神那永远的旨意。
That heavenly vision is the one that has to do with the eternal purpose of God.
神永远的旨意乃是要他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
The eternal purpose of God is for his son to have supremacy in all things.
叫天上地下一切都有的都在他儿子里面同归于一。
He wants all things under the heaven and on earth can be all summed up in his son.
我们乃是神赐给他儿子的那个同伴。
And we are the companion that God has given to his son.
这一个是意向。
And that is the vision.
这一个是旨意。
And that is the purpose.
只有在这个旨意的里面我们才能合一。
Only in that purpose that we can be one.
因为神就在那个旨意里面合一。
Because God is one in that spirit, in that purpose.
当然我们还有许多可以交通。
We can go on to talk about other things.
但是没有时间。
But we do not have time.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，我们求你在我们里面给我们一个生的感觉。
Lord, we pray that you give in the depth of our heart a very deep conscience.
如果不是依照你的合一，
if it is not,
都不是合一。
It is not unity if it is not according to your unity.
开我们的心眼。
To open the eyes of our heart.
不但叫我们能看见你的合一。
So that we not only see your unity,
也叫我们看见你所赐给我们的合一。
That we also see the unity which you have already given us.
叫我们能竭力地保守。
So that we can use diligence to keep.
好叫这个合一能彰显出来。
So that that unity can be manifested.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.